Clap your hands, all ye people. That clap is too epileptic. Clap your hands, all ye people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. You are welcome in Jesus' name. I see that the time is racing. But we shall meet up. Praise the Lord. Lift your right hand and say, Father, speak to me today. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the Word of God, after which we'll proceed to the next level. Liberty in His presence is a subject today. And our objective is understanding the forces of liberty. Liberty in His presence, understanding the forces of liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Lord, who is the Spirit, is, there is liberty. Verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. From glory to glory, He's changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The Word of God changing my life. He's changing. He's changing me. From glory to glory, He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The Word of God changing my life. He's changing. He's changing. From glory to glory, He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The Word of God changing my life. I want to say by way of introduction that liberty is a privilege of the justified in God. Liberty is an inheritance in redemption. It's the privilege of the just. It's an inheritance in redemption. To be saved and be bound is a contradiction of terms. To be saved and be bound is a contradiction, a contradistinction. Because the word salvation, to be saved, is the Greek word isozo, I-S-O-Z-O, which means delivered, which means rescued. Greek words have multiple meanings. One Greek word, for example, allos parakletos, which is another comforter, has about seven meanings. It was only translated comforter, but it also means advocate. It also means standby. It also means strengthener. It also means intercessor. It also means partner. It means seven things, but it means counselor. But only one meaning could be picked in the English word in the same manner. Saved means delivered, means rescued, means liberated. So you are not permitted to be saved and remain bound. No wonder the Bible said in Psalm 103, verse 1, all the way to verse 5, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. His benefits of salvation. Why? Who forgiveth thee all thine iniquities, and then inside salvation, he healed thee of all thy diseases. Inside salvation, he redeemed or rescued or delivered your life from destruction. Inside salvation, he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Inside salvation, he satisfies your mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. No wonder the psalmist said in Psalm 37 and in verse 25, he said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous, the one serving God, the one saved, forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Righteousness is contrary to wretchedness. Righteousness is contrary to wretchedness. Righteousness is contrary to wretchedness. Righteousness is contrary to captivity, to bondage. So today, I stand here by the mantle of God, and I decree today, every force of wretchedness, every force of captivity, every force of bondage, every force of demonic oppression and affliction on your life today, I declare, it is broken. Is there somebody saying amen? I thought you said the loudest amen. If that is the case, please take your seat. If that is the case, why are some Christians, saved people, still talking of ancestral curses, generational curse? A witch is pursuing them. A wizard is pursuing them. It is because there are certain forces of the spirit that must be employed. Am I communicating? The fact that you own a car, does it mean it's automatic that you can drive? There are those who got the car before they learned how to drive. Am I communicating? The fact that you have the car key in your hand, does it move the car? You sit in the car. The fact that you are sitting in the car with the key, does it move the car? So the fact that you are sitting in the church does not necessarily guarantee deliverance. Even though the climate can guarantee your deliverance, but there are things you need to do. So you turn on the ignition and on the electrical system, and then you move the gear in the days of manual gear and begin to move the mechanical system. And then you move on with the application of your legs on the throttle, and then on the, what do you call the clutch, and then begin the movement. When it's time to slow down, you slow it with the hydraulic brake, and then and so on and so forth. So there is no liberty without responsibility. There is nobody that can be free without doing anything. There is no motion without responsibility. The summary is, there is no possibility without responsibility. If anything must be possible, somebody must be responsible. Say loud amen. Say loud amen. My wife and I sat with some of our children some time ago. And they were wrapping us, microbiology, immunology, virology, and physiology and anatomy. And she said, hey, these babies of yesterday are the ones that I'm now discussing with them at the same level. You are a doctor, but your son cannot become a doctor by inheritance. You are a lawyer, but your daughter cannot become a lawyer by impartation. You go to school, you settle down, you face the exam, they harass you. They give you orals. They viva you, make you feel like you don't know nothing. And then you prove yourself. The reason why there is so much challenge in our generation is that rich men pickings lack the wisdom of their father. The father gave them the wealth without his wisdom. So there is no transgenerational transfer. The next generation is unable to sustain the results of the last generation. That will never be your portion. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. By the way, I know you are a big man, but teach your children how to iron cloth, how to change car tire. How to cook, how to knot tie, how to do things that is necessary for life. We'll talk about that another day. Take your seat. So what are the responsibilities? What forces are required if a man must be delivered? Number one, the force of the word. The force of the word. If you must not be in bondage, you must be worded. The force of the word. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them and delivered them. The word heals. The word delivers. The force of the word. Psalm 105, verse 17 to verse 20. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until that time that his word came. The word of the Lord proved him, and the king sent and loosed him. Until the word comes, man cannot be loosed. The king sent and loosed him. When your word comes, your door opens. Whether it is the prison door or the door of captivity, the arrival of the word is the opening of the door of the prison. The force of the word. John chapter 8, verse 32. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and that truth is the word, and the truth shall make you free. So you settle with the truth. I realize that I am from a village in the physical, but I am from a lineage in the spiritual. Have a manner. America will say, come on now. I am from a village in the physical, but I am from a lineage in the spiritual. I don't live according to what obtains in my village. I live according to what obtains in my lineage. I
I don't live according to what obtains in my physical village. I live according to what obtains in my spiritual lineage. In my physical village, marriage of plenty wife is a sign of influence. My uncles, in all of them, including those who have no sissy, they have many wives. In my spiritual lineage, it is one man and his wife, hooked for life. In the lineage that I came from, it says Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. He preached for 72 hours. He didn't break down. That's why I'm preaching here for 7 hours. That's why I stood for the night vigil. And then went for a wedding in the afternoon. And then went for evangelism on Saturday evening. And visited the students in the school. And I am here now, and we'll be through in 7 hours' time. Don't be afraid. We are here for 7 hours. Even though 7 hours, if this place was cool enough, you would have been here till 6 p.m. It happens easily. Praise the Lord. That's the evangelism they are sharing right there. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, my senior brother. Is stressless, sickless. So, I have no excuse. If I ask you, where are you from? You might say you are from. Ikorepene. Ikoransa. You are calling it Sikwato. Okay, go see a language. Mbano. Mbise. Mbitoro. Mbitolo. Mbanai. Or anywhere. But if you are actually born again, you are really not from those places. That place is your point of arrival. The airport where you arrived is not where you came from. You were packaged from heaven. Transported and landed at the port of entry. To fulfill destiny on the earth. And to return back to where you came from. At the end of your journey. I want you to change your mentality. It is unto you, not according to where you came from. It is unto you, according to your faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is happening to the people in your father's house is not permitted to be your portion. As hard as I walk, I sleep. I don't know how to. See, how many of you know? I told my wife the other day, I said, I fell asleep before I laid on the bed. I fell asleep before I laid on the bed. Why do I say so? Because you were planning to remove your tie first and remove your shoe first before sleeping. Then you saw that you were waking up with tie still on your neck and shoe still on your feet, which means you slept before. The sleep arrived and bypassed your intention. Before your bed lands on the bed you have taken off. And then by the time you wake up in an hour's time, an hour and 30 minutes or 2 hours, it's like you slept for 8 hours. He giveth his beloved than the sleep of a laboring man. Satan is not laboring. Somebody say a loud amen. So whatever be your particular situation, look for the word of God. Insist on it. The devil is very rebellious. He will try to impose on you what is happening around you. He will try to impose it. Insist on it. Everybody is wearing glasses in your family. I refuse to wear it. There's nowhere it is written. When you are 50 years old, thou must wear glass. Everybody is hypertensive. Reject it. I'm saying particular things. Today, I announce every family pattern that is at work in your life. I declare the pattern is broken. You are saying amen, say it louder, amen. The loud must say amen. If we must finish on time, please take your seat. I'll go very fast. Number one is what? The force of the word. Number two, the force of his presence. We just saw now, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Was it John chapter 10 verse 38? All right. Second Corinthians 3:17-18. But we are beholding now, the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God with a man equals liberty from oppression. Anything you know to do to maintain the presence of God, do it. It has liberating power. Let me say this like this. The presence of God is destructive of bondage. Is destructive of chains. Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything about you is great. Songwriter wrote that. Demons tremble. Saturate your life with his presence, with the fast, with the worship. Just feel God in your house like you felt him in church. Keeps demons afar. The force of his presence. Number three, the force of the right mindset. The right mindset. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable. And perfect will of God. When the mind is renewed, life is transformed. When the mind is renewed, destiny is released. When the mind is renewed, your destiny can be released. When the mind is renewed, your life is transformed. John chapter 10. Or rather, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 3. 3:27. as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
The realm in which you think, now don't forget this for life. The realm in which you think determines the realm in which you live. The realm in which you think determines the realm in which you live. You can't live above your mind. The madman is mad because his mind is jazz. Am I communicating? The force of the right mindset. My right mindset is the wind bloweth where it is listed. You can hear the sound thereof. You can't tell where it's coming from and where it's going. So you see that it's born of the Spirit. John chapter 3 verse 8. Look at the neighbor, say, I am wind. So you see that it's born of the Spirit. I preach on the fourth dimension in Chicago. The wind. Can I ask you a question? They used to set trap for bird. They used to set trap for rabbit. Tell me the last time they set trap for wind. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Angelina, Hurricane Polosa. When was the last time? Some of us destroyed children from childbirth, from growing up, by the kind of things we tell them. Say, calm down, calm down, calm down. Life is not like that. People don't succeed easily. Money does not grow on trees. You can't pick it easily. It's very, very hard. So they grow up with a mentality of hardship. And they have to struggle to survive. One of the things that my earthly father did for me, not consciously but unconsciously, for many of us, earthly father did. He may not give you physical money. Before one naira leaves his hand to you, you will hear some proverbs. But it gave you the opportunity to see plenty money. Luxurious buses, trailers, lorries, and all of that came from the trip. They will stay 1 month, Lagos to Canada, all of that. They come home and they will be counting the money in a pile. And you will be looking only for your eyes, not for your hand, not for your pocket. That gave you an understanding and a mentality that plenty money is possible. Plenty money is possible. But the good thing is that you can, if your mind is not good, you can change it. And whenever you change your mind, you change your life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. I told you about the circus elephant before. You know of it. In India, the elephant that is in the, they can show us the picture now. The elephant that is in the circus that they used to play with, it has a chain on the leg. And they chain it like that so that it will keep on moving. When the chain stops, it's a return. And then remain in the cycle. And just remains in the cycle. And just remains in the cycle. After a while, they remove the chain from the leg. But the elephant will not walk away. It won't walk away. It's a physiological mental conditioning. Am I communicating at all? Psychologists know what it is called. Mental conditioning. And it's conditioned. And his mind told it, this is where you are to remain. The chain left the leg and entered the mind. There are many people seated here. Your chain is not on your hand or feet, it is in the mind. And the devil told you that you cannot be better than your father or your mother. Or that what is happening in your family is what shall happen in your life. But I stand here to say otherwise. I declare today, by the preaching you are hearing, that chain is broken. Say it louder. Say, my case shall be different in my family, in my lineage, in my community. My case shall be different. Say after me, say, God will do in my life what I have not heard that he did for anybody in my lineage before. God will do it in my life. I am one of those who believe that if it has not been done before, who says I shouldn't be the first person to do it? If Jesus tarries to come, this sanctuary, as big as it is, may not be the last one. You have a triple, 1, 2, 3, you have a double decker. You might have a 6, 7 decker later. Are you hearing what I'm saying there today? I mean, you mean if this place is filled 4, 5 times every Sunday, then we remain there till the kingdom come because it is already big like this? No. The part of the just, the shining light that shineth more and more unto where? Until that perfect day arrives, the day of the Lord, there is one more step in front. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. So, if you are going to see bondage, going to see liberty, the first force you need to employ is what? The word. Number two, the force of his presence. Number three, the right mindset. Number four is the force of service to God. Kingdom service. The force of kingdom service. Let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus 7:16 and Exodus 8:11. And thou shalt say unto him, let's start with the first one. The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me unto thee, saying, let my people go that they may serve me. Exodus 8:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve him, serve me. Listen to this and you can write it down. If you are ready to serve, no power can tie you down. If you are ready to serve, no force on hell can tie you down. You can make demands on your covenant of service as the basis of your deliverance. Lord, I am serving you. Why is spirit husband still tying me? Lord, I am serving you. Why are my family altars still holding me? Let my people go that they may serve me. You know what happened? Peter's mother-in-law was sick. I'm sure they will find us that passage of a fever. Jesus held her hand without saying a word. She stood up healed. And immediately he went to serve them. The Bible said he ministered unto them. Peter's mother-in-law. Look at that scripture for me. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. Jesus saw service in her heart, so he didn't allow fever to keep her. Jesus knew that if she was well, she would serve. So she killed what is preventing her from serving. And she rose up, and what she did immediately was to serve. Look at your neighbor and say, if you will serve, no devil can tie you down. Say to somebody here, say, if you will serve, No force of hell can tie you down.
Now, in case you are serving, and it appears like you are tied down, you ask the Lord, is there something else you want me to do I'm not doing? Show it to me. He will show it to you. But right now, I prophesy.
Every dedicated,
and service includes soul winning. Maybe you have not added soul winning service to your ushering work, and your choir work, and your prayer band work. So when I sent you without force or script, did you lack anything? Did anything trouble you? Nothing. I give you an expo. Add evangelism to your service. Add soul winning to your service. And I announce to you today, every dedicated servant of God in the house that is a victim of satanic bondage, I declare that chain is broken. If you're saying amen, shout it like a believer. Lift your hands, say, I am free because I am serving. A second time, say, I am free because I am serving. So shall it be. Take your seat. The force of service to God. Kingdom service. Are you ready for number 5? The force of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to verse 22. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord's sweat smelled a sweet servant, the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. I won't curse again. Or I take off the curse. By the power of sacrifice, the curse was broken. Psalm 127 verse 1. 126 verse 1.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion,
were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Turn again our captivity, O Lord,
as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Captivity turns on the altar of sacrifice. Am I communicating at all? When you have done all you know to do, Lord, I lay this sacrifice on this altar. This captivity of chronic singleness, this captivity of barrenness, this captivity of whatever, I ask that it be done now.
I said in the night vigil that most people claim that they offer sacrifice and they see no results because they only gave what they could give conveniently. Young man, he's in service right now, I believe. Had been gathering 50,000 naira. In 2017, the construction of this building, the whole money he had in the whole world, he picked it when he heard me at Area 1. And I said, we are in the process of this construction. There is so and so that needs to be done. Myself and my wife, we can do it, but we want to give people the opportunity to join us. He asked his wife to be then, to pick the money, all of it. He said to her, don't take transport money from it. Give all of it to God. 50,000 he has in the whole world. Under 1 to 2 weeks, job he got was 100 million. He didn't even have money to execute it. His friend executed it for him, but he was able to make 20 million out of it. From 50,000 that you didn't have in 3 weeks, 3 weeks ago, to 20 million. That was where his life started. He says, sir, currently, I am executing jobs in billions. 20-something billions. That is the power of sacrifice. I prophesy to somebody here. Who is that person? Today, the Lord will show you
the right sacrifice to offer.
And today, I announce that that sacrifice shall change the whole of your life story. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen.
Take your seat. Are you ready for more? Number six, the force of intercession. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Job 42 and in verse 10. The force of intercession. Prayer band people, as you stand to intercede for the church, the members, evangelism and all of that, no ancestral altar is permitted to tie your life down. As you pick up a friend in church whose case is a concern to you and take them up in prayer, yours is a walkover. How many of you know that Daniel had the gift of dreaming and interpreting dreams? How many of you know that? How many of us know that Daniel could go to God and say, Lord, show me what the king saw so I can interpret it? God will show him. But not, that was not Daniel. When the matter came, he went to his friends. He said, you know what? I can handle this thing by myself, but I want to carry you along. Because if I see the dream and I gave the interpretation to the king could say, all right, the person who saw the vision, you are free. The others who could see nothing, die. Are you following something? But Daniel said, friends, come together. Because in Daniel chapter 2 verse 13 already, they were already going for Daniel and his friends. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. They were the first people they were looking for. Not the magicians. I've never seen that. Not the magicians, not the astrologers. So the next verse in verse 14, Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to the Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. We'll look at that another time. Then Daniel went in by himself and desired of the king that he will give him time and he will show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went, look at this, to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows with the rest of the wise men of Babylon should not perish. Should not perish with the rest. I don't know if you are seeing something here. What was bothering Daniel is not that he could not see the vision, but let the people not die. Even if I gave the vision, let them not die. Did you understand what I said? Did everybody see the vision? Why did they free everybody? Somebody prayed. If you say it should be well with your brother, no devil can say it should be evil with you. The lesson here today is, don't just face your life. Live beyond yourself, and you can live beyond your time. Don't just face yourself. Don't just struggle to handle the matters of yourself. Daniel can walk to the king and say, I just saw the vision. You said, if they don't see, they should perish. I have seen my own. This is the interpretation. I don't care what you do with other people, but I have seen the vision. And the king will say, is that right? You are preserved. All of you who can see nothing, come. Firing squad. No wonder Daniel served for 71 years. He served continuously for 71 years. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it louder. Say, Father, I pray for everybody
in a similar situation, like myself. Father, I ask that you intervene for them now.
You know, I say that the most important, beneficial way to hear a message is to jot down like action points. Today, when you go to your house, search around you, your family, your workplace, your church environment, your neighborhood, somebody with need.
Maybe it's similar to yours.
And lead them up in prayer. The force of intercession.
Number 7.
The force of fasting. Isaiah 58:6-8. Is it not the fast I have chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. So fasting will lose bonds. 6. Fasting. 6. Verse 6. Fasting will lose bands of wickedness. Fasting will undo heavy burdens. Fasting will let the oppressed go free. Fasting will break every yoke. Can you leave that passage on the screen for me? Maybe to the side. And I decree right now, by the power of God at work in this place, I announce today, please, that's right. I announce today, every band of wickedness in your life is broken. Every heavy burden on your life is released. I declare that every oppressed person is set free. And every yoke is broken. Say the loudest amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Matthew chapter 17, I believe verse 21. He said, why could we not cast out this devil? He said, because of your unbelief. Nevertheless, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. The next time you will embark on a fast, that yoke shall be broken.
What number are we going? 8 is the force of praise. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang and the prison door opened. The force of praise. Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. He shall compass me about with songs of deliverance.
Then Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptability of the Lord. Verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The force of praise is a force for liberty. It's a force that deals with spirit. Now listen to this. Depression sustains oppression. If you agree to be depressed, you have agreed to be oppressed. Today, every force of depression, I declare, they are broken. They are broken. They are broken. They are broken. Shout the loudest amen. The force of praise. Number 9. Is the media working well? Show me the number you are on media. The force of praise is number 8, right?
Number 9 is the force of love and forgiveness. Long story made short, Job loved his friends, forgave them despite all they did for him. Job 42 and in verse 10. And the Lord rescued Job. Joseph loved his brethren. Genesis chapter 45, verse 3 all the way to verse 8. When he met them, he confirmed to them. Said, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me hither. For God sent me before you to preserve life. Verse 7. For these 2 years, God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your life by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh. So don't calm down. You know, if it is our people, they will pursue you to your grave. Eh? Did you know that I will become like this? Come and see Pepe. They will send them to prison first. You send me to prison. He said, go your own prison now. It's your turn to go to prison. Am I communicating? But he forgave them. He pardoned them. I believe God saw that before he brought Joseph out of the prison. Somebody offended you. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody lied against you. Somebody cheated you. Please, forgive them. So that God can release you out of your prison. I see somebody coming out in Jesus' name. Number 10. The force of the blood of Jesus. Every time we take the communion, it's a deliverance altar. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. By the blood of your covenant, you brought prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. And you overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And by the word of their testimonies, I plead the blood of Jesus against every family altar. As I take this communion today, I receive my liberty. And we are here in a blessing sounding service with the communion already established. I receive my liberty. I receive my freedom. I receive my deliverance from every prison. Somebody today, on the altar of the communion today, your liberty is confirmed. Number 11. The force of the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. He said, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and of things in earth and of things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Somebody say a loud amen. That every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Songs of Solomon, chapter 1 and in verse 3. Because of the salve of thy good ointments, your name is as anointment poured forth. The name carries an anointing. And in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, in that day the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody say, Jesus. Say it again louder, Jesus. Again louder, Jesus. A fourth time louder. And a fifth time loudest. At that name, I decree the yoke over your life, over your family, and over your lineage be broken. In the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. And number 12 is the force of the prophetic mantle. The mantle of your prophet is for the liberty of your destiny. Prophet's mantle. See Milton Keynes, Manchester Central, Leeds, Malaga, Spain. The Lord caused your freedom everywhere you are to be released in Jesus' name. Hosea chapter 12 and in verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Egypt represents captivity. And by a prophet was he preserved. Today, every Egypt, everything Egyptish around your life, today you are out. This is a major portion of my assignment. Many people say they see themselves inside the cage. And they saw the mantle of the commission using the face of God's servant appeared and the cage opened and all of them came out. It's a major mantle. Personal deliverance, family liberations, community liberty, even nations. I deploy that mantle to set the captive free. Everywhere the devil has kept you and kept your family members, you are out. Stand up on your feet. In 2 Kings chapter 4, two children, the children of a prophet, were taken as bondmen, bond. They were in chain. 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband is dead, and you know that your servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said, What shall I do for you? What do you have in your house? And she said, your handmaid has not anything in the house except a pot of oil. Once there is the oil, don't be afraid of the bondage. It will break. In that day, the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. It was not even the oil of the prophet that set them free yet. It was oil in the house of the woman. Stand up on your feet. And those children were set free because the prophet showed up and the oil was available. Am I communicating at all? But many people don't believe the mantle of their prophet. Some people think that it is a joke. Or maybe some people are, it's us. God is partial. He does for us. No. Just rock it. That man said it. He testified. The first time he came to church, you and your wife see me. And they came. Woman fully loaded. Himself doesn't have money to buy baby things for delivery. I had no idea. Let me see two of you. Hands were laid. Woman delivered in safety. Under 5 days. The next day, they called him for the land. Thursday, the money was in his account. As he's speaking now, he already has enough money to give his wife car himself. All manner. Just by one encounter by a man who was not even under the prophetic cover yet. That was his first time in church. Remain standing on your feet. One of my children told me, he said, you are not only my spiritual father, you are my physical father.
I am looking for this kind of grace. I have the privilege of that double fathership. I need you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If God indeed brought you under the cover of this mantle, whatever is challenging your life and challenging your spiritual life and challenging your Christianity, I declare that thing is broken now. I gave you 12 forces. Employ them. Let's go through them, everyone. Force number one, read it out with me. If you want to be free, what do you do? What force do you need? Number one, of the word. Number two, the force of his presence. Number three, the force of the right mindset. Number four, the force of kingdom service. Number five, the force of sacrifice. Number six, the force of intercession. Number seven, the force of fasting. Number eight, the force of praise. Number nine, the force of love and forgiveness. Number ten, the force of the blood of Jesus. Number 11, the force of the name of Jesus. And number 12, the force. Give the Lord a shout of praise. How many of the forces will you employ? Take three. How many will you employ? All. Value the prophetic word. Honor the prophetic word. Honor the prophet and what they carry. Honor them. I never met Benson Dahusa face to face. But I will honor him till permanently. He's on the lineage. Alright, we met face to face. He actually invited us to Benin. He gave us an appointment and he passed on before the appointment came. So we continued relationship in the realm of encounters. Where one day he gave me 7 suits. So you need all of this? Take. Tie. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Honor, and value. Right now, we are only going to be able to employ some of the forces within the service. The balance of it is left for you. Now, after we say a brief appreciation to God, we are going to engage in the force of the prayer, intercession for our life. And maybe for our nation. After that, we'll engage the force of praise. And then we'll see miracle signs and wonders and then the blood through the communion. I know that the climate is a little bit hot, but we have just barely an hour plus. Less than 2 hours to be through from the service. So just persevere until we are through. Some of us have given the acoustic and cooling system seed. The acoustic dimension of it has commenced. What was given is like 1/3 or 1/4 of what will accomplish the whole thing in 9 zeros. And so, as the Lord leads you, if you have given before, you will give again. Even if you haven't given before, I don't want anything to restrain us. I want us to be able to come here anytime and do all day service. Without consideration for heat or weather or climate. How many of you agree with me? So, as the Lord leads you, that can be a portion of your sacrifice from this message. You can do other sacrifices that we might talk about as we proceed in the crusade to Zimbabwe and South Africa in 2 weeks' time. But I'd like you to make up your mind to be a part of this. We are going to start with appreciation, and we are going to start, he put something on the screen. If there's anybody who needs to. And we're going to commence with praying and intercession. And after that, we shall go into praise and then go forward. Lift up your two hands. And say after me, say, Father. Lift your hands high and say, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some people want to snap what is on the screen, right? So leave it on the screen for a while. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today. And I thank you
for your word
to my life.
Be glorified
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. 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 Thank him for his word. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and give him the praise. Move, Spirit, move.
Move on me, Spirit, move.
Lift your hands, people, everywhere you are. Mashatakala.
Move over me, move.
are about to be led in a covenant renouncement, employing the power of the blood to deliver your life from every agenda of your father's house, your lineage. I'd like you to pray it with passion. After that, we shall be praying for our nation. Please, if you are in all the nations of the world, Benin Republic, Cameroon, United States of America, the United Kingdom, Spain, Zambia, Kenya, and all the people around the world connected, you can decide to intercede for us, but mention the name of your country on the prayer points for the nations. Mention the name of your own country as we pray for the nations, and we trust the Lord that there will be liberation across the board in all the nations. Lift your hands and take that again.
Holy Spirit.
Let's read that. Jeremiah 31, 19, 29 and 30. Jeremiah 31, 29 and 30.
Yes.
In those days.
Everybody read, one, two, go.
In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Somebody say amen. Galatians 3:13-14. Galatians 3:13-14. Again together. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Somebody say amen. Lift up your voice, say, Father,
Father,
thank you
for your goodness,
and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord,
for the cross
of Calvary
that redeemed me from the curse
of the law.
Today, I renounce every ancestral and generational and occultic
or
witchcraft or spells.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, I refuse
to inherit
any liability, calamity,
or adversity
of my bloodline
by
the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary. I decree and I declare
that I owe
the devil
nothing.
I receive my freedom
now
in the name of Jesus. Again,
Father,
today,
I thank you
for your goodness
and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord,
for the cross of
Calvary.
I renounce
the cross of Calvary that has redeemed me
from every curse
of the law.
Today,
I renounce
every ancestral
and generational
and occultic
and witchcraft
curses or spell. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to inherit any liability or calamity or adversity of my bloodline. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary, I decree and I declare that I owe the devil nothing. I receive my freedom now in the name of Jesus. And for our nation, every agreement of hell concerning our nation, every bondage the nation was entered into by our colonial masters, today we stand in the place of children of God to refuse those covenants and those agreements, and we set our land free. Lift up your voice and pray.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Numbers 23, verse number 23.
Everybody read it together.
Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to his time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrought? Say with me, Father.
Father,
we take authority, over every agenda,
device,
spell,
divination,
enchantment,
against
the destiny of our nation,
Nigeria.
Today we bring them,
into defeat,
and destruction,
and
failure.
Today,
in Jesus'
name,
Father, we take authority, over every agenda.
Every agenda,
device,
divination,
enchantment,
against
the destiny of our nation,
Nigeria.
Today, we bring them into defeat
and destruction
and failure
in Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
we
take authority over every device, every agenda, every spell, every divination, every enchantment against the destiny of our nation. We bring them into defeat. We bring them into destruction. We bring them into failure today. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We take authority over every agenda, over every
rebuke them in poverty and destruction and pain in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. And at midnight,
get together, everybody.
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Listen. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's band were loose. Shout amen. Say, Father,
Father,
we are that you visit,
that you visit
the foundation of our nation, in this season. Breaking
all chains
and opening
all doors
of imprisonment
of our nation.
Lord,
in Jesus'
name, say,
Father,
we ask that you visit
the foundation
of our nation
in this season.
Breaking
all chains
and opening
all doors
of imprisonment
of our nation.
Lord,
in Jesus' name,
Father,
we ask that you visit
the foundation of our nation
in this city,
breaking all chains,
opening all doors
of our nation,
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
the Lord has heard and answered us in the name of Jesus. Trumpeters, get ready. Please be seated. Before I take this next prayer, I want a trumpetic blast that will herald a new season for our nation. Just go ahead and minister your ministrations sharply as you can. Trumpeters, instrumentalists, huntsmen. You are not ready? That is why it is very, very good to live ready. You can start with the Lord our God reign. In mighty reigns in the power of his majesty. Peter, you can start.
Thank you. stand up on our feet. Thirdly, trusting and asking that the glory of Nigeria shall be returned. This morning, as I saw people coming to the church, I just see a lot of patriotism. The level of love that people have for this nation is amazing. Little children carrying little flags. I can bet you there are people wearing green, white, green today who came here today, who may be thinking of what to eat when they go back home. And yet they still wore the national color. I've been around the world. Even though we have a lot of people that are very bad among us, Nigerians are some of the nicest people on the earth. Nice. That is nice. Listen. A European man was posted to Nigeria. European. Posted to Nigeria as the manager, GM or something, of their airline company. So, when they posted him, he said to us, he said, when they say go to Nigeria, he began to cry. Everybody around him, Nigeria, the place we have been hearing terrible things about Nigeria, Nigeria. Eh? I saw the lady painting her face, Nigeria. Listen, the man said he cried, is everybody around him. When he arrived in Nigeria, he said, is this what they are talking about? He had never been to anywhere like that in the world in terms of the friendliness of the people. He said he cried a second time when they were posting him out of Nigeria. He said, why? Why? That is the quality of people that we are. Some nations in the world have not gone through one-tenth of what we have been through. And they scatter in pieces. This goodness of the people. When New York recently, Chicago, and we met a receptionist.
He was speaking Caucasian, speaking correct pidgin. How? He said, I live in Nigeria for 17 years. He said, I'm missing the place. Do you have his picture? Something? I'm missing the place. He said, look at me. I am here. Nobody talks to me. See, I'm doing this work now. You are just literally on your own. He said, there, everybody is your friend. You talk to everybody. You have friends. You relate here and there. He hung around with us, with the children. The next day he was there. He was threatening to come for the service. I wish we could get this clip and you hear his pidgin, Nigerian pidgin. That is the kind of nation that the devil wants to destroy. Please, everybody, be on your feet. I want you to pray this prayer. And I ask the trumpeters to be there. They sent me a clip, something, a post the other day. And when you genuinely talk about the need for God to help Nigeria and for Nigeria to be better, there are those who behave worse than mad people. Because even mad people know the truth. When a trailer is coming, a madman will run from the road. These people, I don't know what is a combination. Whether, even if you are struggling to feed, you don't stand and say white is black and black is white and defend evil with your life. 1983, 1 naira was equal to 1 pound. 1 naira was equal to $1.5. That is, you need to pay $3 to buy 2 naira. 83, here. Naira was more valuable than the dollar. Today, Naira is 1,000. And 40 or 50 or whatever it is now, to $1 is running, is a free crash, is falling like a trailer that entered a ditch. Where is it going? To what extent will this go? Educational system in shambles. You all know, and I said it during that, the last administration before this season. I didn't close mouth at all. It has been confirmed that it is the worst thing that has happened to this country in the history of this nation. The worst. What was destroyed within 8 years is unimaginable. And we are in the shadow of it, and we are in the vestiges of it. With this crash and everything upside down. Father, let the glory, whatever will happen, let these good people not suffer like this. It's crying. Education in shambles. Professor Yusuf Turaki, if you ever ask of him, he's with Equa. We're teaching together in a conference in Jos. He told me, he said, in the 70s, he had HSC, upper six. That is like A-levels. And went to America to school. They employed him to teach university mathematics with Nigerian A-level certificate. He was employed to teach undergraduates in America. America, another place that everybody is running to go to school now. Who bewitched us? And then some people sit down and say, nothing is wrong. Everything should just keep on going and nothing is wrong. Stand up on your feet and let's pray. We operate the covenant. We are not bound by what happens in and that is confirmed. This building was built in the worst recession
Well,
except for now. Except for now. Terrible recession. We bought dollar cash. They couldn't give us any form M or anything. You couldn't get anything. You know, it was done cash. From 190, it went to 500. So the cost multiplied 3 times. No stress. So we are not struggling for the welfare of ourselves. It is for the welfare of a generation. God can take care of himself and take care of his own. But what of those who don't have any covenant relationship? What of those who don't have any faith? Somebody stand up on your feet and let's read. Please be up on your feet. That's the young man there. Can you let us hear his English? Is he playing? Yeah, okay. Yes. You need to hear his pigeon. That is, his accent is better. In fact, he may need to teach some of us pidgin. He said, I am missing Nigeria. He said, here I am on my own. Everybody is minding their business. You have nobody to talk to. He said, there you hang out with people. It's all right now. He's missing Nigeria. This beautiful Nigeria. Let the beauty come out. Again, like I said, all the other countries where you are, please pray for your nation. Cameroonians are here. We have people from Brazil that joined us just now. And several other places. Pray for your country. Lift your voice and let's pray. Now, Isaiah 35 verse 1 to 2. Verse 1 to 2. Everyone read it together. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Nigeria shall be given unto it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Lift your hands and your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that you restore the glory of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, bring Nigeria to the reality of our great potential. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask that you restore the glory of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, bring Nigeria to the reality of our great potential. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. To restore the glory of Nigeria in this season. Bring Nigeria to the reality of our great potential. Restore the glory of Nigeria in this season. Bring Nigeria to the reality of our great potential. Shut up.
free him out and pray.
Everybody,
take that song 1 minute. Did you rehearse that?
In mighty reigns, in the power of his majesty. Please remain standing. I'll tell you what.
In mighty reign,
your feet everywhere you are. This is a very, very serious prophetic action. I see the Jericho wall collapsing in three realms in our nation. In three realms. When the wall of Jericho was to collapse, they blew the trumpet 7 times. We are going to blow this trumpet 21 times. It is a three realm collapse of the wall of Jericho. Remain standing. After the 21 times, instead of shouting hallelujah once, we'll shout it 3 times. For each 7 has 1 shout. A second 7 had a third shout. And a third 7 has a third shout. But we are shouting the 3 together at the end of the 21. Are you ready? Stand on your feet. This is a very serious prophetic action. Let your spiritual antenna be in place. After that, we'll step into a 3 minutes of praise. Again, I know the heat is there a bit. We have less than 1 hour to go. So after the praise, you may sweat very well, but just be patient. We'll close shortly, less than an hour's time. Go ahead. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Are you ready? After the 21, they shout 21. Two. Now three.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout, 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 shout. Celebration.